Yo, what's poppin'? It's Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Got my co-host, Netto Man, with me.
Yo, Netto Man. One half of the exclusive show, Smith Express. Get with it, strut.
Yo. Today is definitely a special day. Got my big partner. You know what I'm saying? Harvey World Crazy.
Harvey World.
My man, Zay Dollars, was good.
Zay Dollars.
What's the word?
Was cracking, man. Shit, I see you've been working. You know what I'm saying? It's an honor to have you on my show.
Appreciate it, man. You gotta stay focused during this pandemic, you know.
Indeed. Yes.
On me, G. Hey, so like, what you got going on?
Right now, I'm just, you know, making music, writing songs, networking, trying to figure out ways to do more shows and everything. Networking with different music producers, different engineers, like with studios and everything.
That's what's up. So, hey, what exactly got you into music?
It was a way for me to express myself. You know what I'm saying? As a child, I wanted the kid to always talk. So it was like music was a way for me to talk. I just played beats, and then I just expressed myself. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty, that's what's up. What what's some of your inspirations though to make the music? Did you have any?
Man, the crazy inspiration is smooth jazz. That's one of my craziest inspirations, because it's just a regular beat, and that sync with the music makes everything, man. But that hip hop culture, Tupac, of course, and that's it. Like everyday life.
Well, you know what, I gotta say, the jazz isn't really all that off. I mean, part of hip-hop is jazz, the samples and everything, but even the wordplay and everything came a lot from the jazz and the blues and everything like that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, see, you think with the other side of your mind, you up on game.
Yeah, it's all the same when it comes to a beat, you know?
Hey, and that's real shit, G. Because, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Seeing where we all came from, you know what I'm saying? We all got a story to tell.
True.
Yeah.
So, hey, like, if you was to describe your music, like, how would you specifically describe it?
Pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of mistakes, ups and downs, everyday struggling for me, hustling and everything. The good, the bad, you know. It's my life and my story. It's my chapter in my book with my music. That's all. I'm trying to just put it out there for the world to listen to it.
That's hot.
Hey, I got a question. What's your creative process like? What do you go through when you create? And is there anything you do specifically, any type of way you clear your mind, music-wise, any inspiration that you bring to you when you create?
Smooth jazz, bro.
Smooth jazz.
I don't really like to listen to music because I don't want to say the same thing another artist can say or say
True.
Something similar.
Hey, you know what? That makes sense, because a lot of people probably do that and don't even realize they're doing it, but they heard the line a million times and they flip it their own way.
Yeah, I'd rather just listen to the beat, let the beat talk to me, and if it come out that way, that's the way the beat talk to me. It ain't because
that's
I listened to a song and I wanted it to listen to sound like it. It was because the beat had expressed it to me, you know?
That's smooth.
That's what's up. Zay Dollars in the building.
Zay Dollars, Harvey World.
Harvey World crazy in this bitch.
Crazy, Harvey World.
Oh, me. I'm already knowing, G. Hey, what? You went to Brooks?
Yeah, I went to Brooks. Hey. Went to Sandberg. All these damn elementary schools.
That's what's up. What pod was you in?
147
side, 145th.
That's my area.
Now I'm talking about like what pod in Brooks was you in?
B.
Hey, Miss what's that, Miss Duff?
Miss Duff was in pod A.
Damn, I was
in there with Miss Bennett and all of them.
Hey, that's what's up. What, Mr. Shivers? You see, he passed away.
Yeah, I didn't know Mr. Shivers passed away.
Yeah, rest in peace to partner, man. Damn. What, Mr. Rizzo was the principal then for you or nah?
Nah, wait.
Oh. Damn, hey, that shit bring back memory lane, man. For real, them little milkshakes they used to sell at the lunchrooms and everything.
Damn, y'all have milkshakes in y'all lunchroom? We had Bosco shit.
I didn't even go to lunch. I was doing dumb shit in school, man. Gang banging, food fights, all that shit.
Damn.
I was smoking weed and eating Bosco sticks.
You hear me?
On me.
I'm going to McDonald's parking lot, get that motherfucking meal, roll that weed up. This one, Reggie was popping this shit. You feel me?
Yeah, back in the day. Reggie ain't been popping since. Shit. Lean back.
Man, G. But let's get back to this. You know what I'm saying? You dig, man. So, hey, what is some inspiration words you would tell your fans? That's listening, like, well, what is some inspirational words? You got any inspirational words you'd like to say to those that's trying to get in the game or some of your fans that might be tuning in right now?
Never give up. Always stay focused. Don't let nobody try to make your outcome. It's up to you to overcome that outcome they think of you.
That's real. Hey, so you know what I'm saying? Look, so you know what I'm saying? How you feel about the state of hip-hop that it is in today?
That shit garbage.
Yeah, hey, that's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, what is it exactly that you bring to the game that's not already there?
Fresh. I'm fresh. I'm a new sound. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a bunch of energy. I'm different, though. That's all I like to say. I'm different. I mastered my sound and my craft.
True. Hey, if you wasn't making music, what would you be doing right now? Like, you got any, like, is there any other talents?
Driving trucks.
That's what's up.
There's money in that shit. Shout out to the truck drivers out there during this pandemic.
Shit, I'm doing that.
They had a few months ago.
Man. Yeah,
I'm doing that now, so it's like, it's a lot of ways with that, but yeah, that'll be it. Driving trucks or doing construction work or something.
That's what's up.
Hey, so you know what I'm saying? But you've been doing the music thing for a little bit, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's your favorite song that you like to perform?
My very favorite, Parachute. That was like a track from 2016.
Yeah, that's
and I used to love that performing that song. That, in fact.
Okay. That's what's up. You like, are you working on an album or a single or a mixtape right now?
Mixtapes.
Okay.
Shout out to the mixtape circuit.
I'm actually going to the studio tomorrow. Yeah. I got a track called Dior. I'm thinking about working on a track called Fetish. And I'm also working on the track called Speeding.
Yeah, that's what's up. Go crazy. Shout out to Skeeting. On me, put that work in, my G.
Got you all the time.
Man. So look, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always been a saying that great leaders was once great followers. You feel me? What's the best? Yeah,
you always need to learn from a mentor.
Real talk.
Learn the game.
Real talk. Like, what's the best advice someone ever gave you?
Listen.
That's real.
Just listen. Be humble. Don't be so quick to, you know what I'm saying, jump off like a quick snap. That's me. That's what I used to do. Like, so I've learned to humble myself, listen, and check out words of what people saying, you know? So that's what I tell my listeners and everything.
That's real.
Definitely listen. Because you got to listen to get every knowledge to anything that you're trying to gain in life.
I'm already knowing.
For real.
Especially with this new youth. Everybody want to be high-headed and Mr. Know-It-All type. You feel me?
Don't nobody want to take no advice. Can't tell nobody what to do or nothing.
No, it's just the drill scene, you know? Yeah, think about it. In our era of music, when we was coming up, we didn't have to deal with this. We was dealing with hustlers, you know what I'm saying? We were dealing with hustlers, people that was teaching us how to sell drugs or go rob or rob somebody or something.
Right.
Nowadays, they just want to
do the drugs.
They want to do the drugs and pick a girl enough because they can't shoot or fight.
That's real.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just the area that's trending right now. It's a lot of, like you say, a lot of copycats. And that, I don't even give a damn about rapping drill. That's why I say I'm fresh of me.
I feel you. So, look, hey, you know what I'm talking about? Like, who are some of the greats you looked up to and admired?
Rapping?
Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying, just musically or in life in general?
Tupac.
Who's your favorite jazz musician?
You know what? I don't really have a favorite jazz musician. It's crazy, but I love the saxophone.
That's what's up.
That's lit. Shout out to the saxophone.
That's what... I love the sound of the saxophone.
Do you play or no?
Hell. I wish I could. And that piano. That song too. I love that. But so my greatest inspiration, like my mama, my granny, my pops, Tupac, Cameron.
Hey, Dipset, crazy. That's love. You already know.
No, I fucking Cameron on the real. That I used to idolize that nigga.
On me,
Dipset.
I swear to God, Gucci, big old Cam.
Gucci Wayne, Pop Smoke, Bibby. You know, that's Ice Cube for sure.
That's what's
up.
Ice
on.
Cube.
Can't forget
the
Ice Cube.
Hey,
yay. That's what's up. Hey, how you feel like?
And Lil Uzi. Every time he drops something, that shit,
bro. That's what's up. Big ol' Lil Uzi. Hey, how you feel like, how you feel about how the internet has changed the game? Do you think it's changed for the better or worse?
For the worse. Anybody can be a somebody right now. And it takes away the street hustle. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah, the footwork.
The grind. I ain't an internet guy, so I'd rather go out on the street, go out past my CDs out, you know what I'm saying? I only want to sell them. If you go listen to my shit, you know, not take my shit back. I'd rather go to the clubs and regularly perform and network. That's the type of guy I am, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? Look, like, can I ask you to do me a big favor right quick, though, G?
What's up?
So, you know what I'm saying, from time to time, I always, you know what I'm saying, with the artist I admire that I think is dope, I always had them try, you know what I'm talking about, to get them to spit a Hot 16, one of their best verses that they ever wrote, a cappella. You think you could do one for me right now?
Oh, man, he's having a blast rapping right now. I can't even do that.
Come on, G.
Come on.
I can't even do that right now. Go. That's how much I'm working for my craft.
Hey, that's what's up, though. It's all love, though. That's what's up. I just wanted to, you know, somebody show motherfuckers what it is with Zay Dollars. You feel me?
Zay Dollars.
Next time we get up over here, I'm going to hear some shit. Then yeah, no, I'll definitely do some shit, but... I am right now. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Hey, look, let me ask you this question. You know what I'm talking about? Because, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to hold you too long. You feel me? But, even on some personal shit, like, you know how you look out for your little homies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you put them on game, make sure that they're going in the right direction. Do you think the older people that your big homies or the older people in general looked out for us the way we look out for the younger generations?
I ain't got no big homie, bro. To be honest with you.
No, I'm just saying, like, in general.
I was raised. It was like I came up with all my brothers on Green. You feel me? So we ain't had no big homies. So it was like everything we was doing, what we was doing, because everybody didn't have the greatest situations. A lot of people ain't had food. A lot of people ain't had clothes. We was once upon a time sharing the same clothes, but going to Dort. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of the shit that's been going on around here. So we all have to somehow bond together and survive.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
For real, I'm already knowing,
so,
G.
I ain't trying to say it like that, but yeah, we ain't had no big ones, bro. So it would have been better if we did have a little guidance. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's cool, but God's out of his plan, and life does his thing for the best one. So we still here, ain't we?
Already, I'm already knowing. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to ask a question. You feel me? Just throw it out there. You feel me?
Real shit.
That's real shit. So you got any questions for partner?
Zay Dollars.
That's the word.
When's the next shit dropping, man? What's the next move?
You got a release date?
Man, I can send y'all to Europe right now. That's what I was trying to say.
Wait, what happened?
I can send y'all the track right now. You know what I'm saying? I can send y'all the track I ain't
produced. Oh, yeah. Let us get the exclusive sneak peek.
Oh, yeah. We definitely do a review on
next
it.
Next time, we're going to definitely do a review.
Oh, man. Y'all going to love it, man. I'll leak this out now to check it out.
Everybody was trying to tell me
they wanted the beat. They wanted the beat. They wanted to hop on it and all that.
All right, bet shit. What's it called? As soon as we wrap this up, I'm gonna shoot you my email and shit and send it through.
I sent it to your phone.
Yeah, all right.
I sent the audio files.
Yeah, all right.
I sent you a couple tracks, but everything ain't
laid out
how it wants to be.
Nah, it's cool. You feel me? No rush. You feel me? But I'm just saying, like, I never really received no audio files of songs through my phone. I always have it sent it through my email.
Oh, I was just going to say, I definitely just sent the audio files. So, I mean, the audio file of your phone. So, definitely text me. Now, I'll shoot you a lot of shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them is like rough drafts. And they probably mixed and mastered because I get everything mixed and mastered at one time. You feel me?
I feel you.
So when you go up in there, I already have it how I want it to sound, but when you go up in there in that full mode with all your tracks laid out, it's better.
I'm already knowing.
That's just me. But yeah, send me the email. We go link. We go do some more work. I'm definitely, y'all looking for some more people to put in tune with?
Yeah, most definitely.
So, we'll definitely get in tune together. And I'm definitely finna drop a couple videos that's coming up. But I'm dropping a video for the Dior, for sure.
Is there like a meaning behind it, or?
Like I say, it's the struggle, man. I was just broke in a bitch. Money and power is what I do. None of my money legit. I'm gonna buy some Dior, that's it. You feel?
Hey, I see you.
Yeah.
Zay Dollars, Zay Murder.
Zay Murder.
That's real shit, G. That's real shit, man. It's an honor, my G.
We're going to talk. We're going to do some more work, my boy. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Most def. Shout out to iHeartRadio. Shout out to TuneIn Radio. Shout out to Spotify.
Apple Spotify.
The Apple Podcast joint. Huh?
Shout them out.
Real talk, man. So, look, you know what I'm saying? Check it. Just put in Zay Dollars. It'll definitely pop up on iHeartRadio. You know what I'm saying? Tune in. You know what I'm saying? We definitely gonna get it cracking. Harvey World Crazy.
What's up, bud? Appreciate it, man.
All right, no problem, my dude.
All right, my boy.
All right, bet.